This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Hasyim Joyo Hadikusumo named Head of Advisory Board for Museums and Cultural Heritage. Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership further strengthens Indonesia's position. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon has appointed Hasyim Joyo Hadikusumo, a well-known businessman, philanthropist, and a younger brother of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, to lead the Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Board. The official announcement was made during a ceremony at the National Museum of Indonesia on Monday, January 20. In his speech, Minister Fadlizon expressed confidence in Hasyim's ability to bring together a strong team, emphasizing the importance of collaboration between the government and private sectors to preserve and promote Indonesia's cultural heritage.
We hope Mr. Hasyim can create a solid and effective board. Managing museums and cultural heritage isn't something the government can do alone. It requires everyone's support, from local and central governments to private businesses and entrepreneurs, especially those who've gained so much from Indonesia's resources. It's time for them to give back and help elevate our cultural legacy.
Memberikan sumbangannya bagi kemajuan budaya Indonesia.
Fadlizon added the advisory board will include business leaders and philanthropists who are passionate about Indonesia's culture and history. He believes the partnership will play a key role in speeding up improvements in museums and cultural sites across the country. Indonesian Ministry of Trade, ASEAN Korea Center, along with the Korean Importers Association, held the Indonesia-South Korea Business Forum and Business Matching to increase trade between Indonesia and South Korea. Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Fajarini Punto Dewi, in the Indonesia-South Korea Business Forum and Business Matching in Jakarta explained, "This business forum shows not only the increasingly strong bilateral relations between Indonesia and the Republic of South Korea, but also an opportunity to strengthen the spirit of friendship and collaboration." Fajarini pointed out the implementation of the ASEAN-Korea Free Trade Agreement involving Indonesia as a member of ASEAN is a strategic step that opens up greater opportunities for business of both countries. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani conveyed the people have new hopes from every change of government, especially in the first year of the implementation of President Prabowo Subianto's government programs. Puan Maharani, during her speech at the House plenary meeting at the Parliament Complex, Jakarta on Tuesday, explained, "The new government will run various programs that become new initiatives and strengthening of the sustainability of various programs of the previous government." According to her, every government will also try to do its best to develop Indonesia in all fields. She said building a great Indonesia requires a great work and joint work from all components of the nation and all children of the nation. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, invites bankers, investors, and innovators in various parts of the world to collaborate in infrastructure development in Indonesia to realize a more prosperous society. Minister Agus Yudhoyono in Jakarta on Tuesday conveyed infrastructure development and talking about infrastructure whose scale is not small, whether it is building roads, building connectivity infrastructure, land, sea, and air, building dams, giant seawalls, require large financing. According to him, infrastructure development requires budget support that is also innovative and credible. Minister Agus further said, in order to realize a more prosperous society with high economic growth and also a better quality of life supported by the education, there should be no regions left behind and no one should be neglected. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstream Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Ruslani, has stated,
Participation in the World Economic Forum 2025 is an effort to strengthen Indonesia's image regarding sustainable investment. Rosan, in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, explained his party facilitated the pavilion and became a speaker at an economic meeting held on January 20 to the 24th in Davos, Switzerland. He said in the first session of the Economic Forum panel discussion entitled Industrial Clusters as Energy Pioneers, he discussed the role of industrial clusters in accelerating the development of clean energy infrastructure and becoming an innovation laboratory for energy transition projects. We continue with Deputy Minister of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia, Diah Roro ST Widya Putri, who stated the Free Nutritious Meal Program is one of the government's efforts to alleviate stunting issue in Indonesia. Diah Roro said in Jakarta on Tuesday, the program has many benefits, one of which is in helping to alleviate stunting by providing proper nutritional intake to children in various schools. She emphasized this program not only focuses on improving nutrition, but also aims to maintain the health of human resources so as to improve the quality of life and the welfare of society. With adequate nutritional intake, children are expected to be more productive so they can make maximum contributions to the nation. We end the news with the Indonesian Ministry of Protection and Indonesian Migrant Workers, which is aggressively making various efforts, including improving regulations in order to achieve the target of sending 425,000 Indonesian migrant workers abroad in 2025. This was conveyed by Minister of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karding, after opening the review of financial statements, state property, an assessment of internal control over financial reporting at a budget user authority accounting unit level for the 2024 period in Jakarta on Monday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.